Iran is marking the liberation of the southern city of Khorramshahr from the western-backed Iraqi forces back in 1982. Speaking at a ceremony to mark the occasion, President Hassan Rouhani has accused the UN Security Council and the P5+1 group of occupying Iran's economic territory.
Our economic territory has been occupied. We are banned from having financial transactions in our economic territory today, just as we were not allowed to move around in Khorramshahr when it was occupied. Today, our economic world and economic territory are under occupation.
Rouhani added that the 500 members of the UN Security Council plus Germany have unjustly seized Iran's economic sectors, including the oil and banking industries. The president highlighted Tehran's resolve to liberate the occupied territory through diplomatic means. Rouhani was referring to the sanctions imposed against Iran over its nuclear program. Iran dismisses the sanctions as illegal and inhumane. It says the country, as a signatory to the Non-Proliferation Treaty, has never been seeking nuclear arms and that its nuclear activities are all under the supervision of the International Atomic Energy Agency. Sayed Majid Tafreshi Khamenei is a political analyst who joins us in the studios to share his thoughts with us on this. So we heard Iran's president there. Give us your thoughts on that, and of course the fact that these sanctions are illegal to begin with.
Yes, as President correctly mentioned, this is illegal. I mean, the misuse of the force, I believe, based on the Article 2, Paragraph 4, we are now witnessing of misusing of force under the name of, implementing the anti-Iranian resolutions. This occupation already started, and I think we are in the software war with the United States. And the United States, unfortunately, didn't pay attention to our, lots of cooperation with NPT, or that we also joined to the member states to recognizing our region as a nuclear weapon-free zone. We had a very good cooperation with the member states last week in the New York, and lots of job did by Iran, but not pay attention. Why? Because this scenario pre-planned with the aim of increasing the tension in our region, and Iran scenario and the Iranophobia is with the aim of not resolving our nuclear dossier, but unfortunately looking other destinations and other scenario in our region.
And you know, this is of course before this deadline that's approaching fast, this nuclear deadline. Do you think that even if a nuclear deal was to be reached, that there's going to be any reprieve for Iranian businesses, entities, etc., when it comes to this? Because we know that at this point, we're not even sure what type of relief the sanctions are going to be. Iran has said, we don't want phased sanctions relief. All the sanctions need to be lifted immediately.
Exactly. This is what we agreed with them. Unfortunately, now we are witness of allegations and their new scenarios. This embargo, this sanction must be lifted at the same day of this agreement reached between both sides. And there is no reason for continuation such hostility. Iran is answered all the question. Iran is ready to cooperate. Iran is ready to show that it's a very harmonious country in the region, with the aim of increasing the peace and security in our own region. We need peace and security. Why? Because we need more tourists, we need more investment. Then nobody in his own region is looking instability. This is the reason we are looking the best relation with our neighboring countries in the Persian Gulf. We are looking, the best relation with Europe even, because Europe is a very good customer for Iranian products, Iranian oil, and we were for more than many decades a good customer for European and other countries' goods and services. Then there is no reason for continuation such a hostility through Iranian side. What is again is happening, I believe, is a scenario that increasing the tension in our region with the aim of justifying the presence of the United States in this very important part of the world.
Sayed Majid Tafreshi Khamenei, thank you so much for your thoughts.